life and leave. Once they get what they want, they gone. But you gotta make sure you be strong. All my pain begin putting these songs. I been feeling like I'm all alone, long. Isolated, I'm in my own zone. Big OV, cause this shit is belong. Is you solid, someone I can call on? I wish I can trust, but it's all gone. And I wish I can love, but sorry, my heart gone. Hope you feeling the vibe of this song. I want money, man, fuck being on. Flies feel like a motherfucking drone. Bitch, you wish it was me, you a clone. Don't worry about what I got on. Okay, we can fuck, but you cannot stay long. No way. Let's go have a wonderful day today.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Recorded Podcast, another day, another podcast. We joined with a special guest, man, an up-and-comer. I had to catch him before he out of this world right quick, man. Please introduce yourself, King.
Hey, how everybody doing? My name is Vega. I go by Vega. I'm 3H Bravo's manager. And shoot, I'm just glad to be here. What's going on?
Okay. So you already introduced yourself. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Atlanta. You can say the south side of Atlanta, like Ellenwood, Stockbridge, right on the edge of Harry County, Clay County.
Okay. So now I know you got family from up north. That's how I got introduced. So what's the difference for you between Atlanta and up north?
Basically, the difference for me is just how everybody moved. Like, when you come to Atlanta, everything, you know, my family up north like to say everything is slow. You know what I'm saying? You drive everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You get your 9-to-5 and you just work, go home. And, you know, you might go out on the weekend. But when you out there in the city, man, you walking everywhere. You riding a bike. Everything is right there. Things don't close. You just always walking. So everything is just different. You know, the city that never sleeps out there and then down here, you know what I'm saying? You get a little break in between time. That's really the difference, just the pace of action, the pace of life.
Okay. So what does, like, Atlanta, your area, mean to you?
Atlanta to me, man, like, I always seen Atlanta as, like, just the culture of everything. Like, as far as, like, us black people, I see Atlanta as, like, you know, you get the style, you get the music. Like, you get everything, entertainment, everything is just booming out of Atlanta. Like, I call Atlanta, like, the Black Hollywood. And just from everything, food, music, culture, style, it just mean everything. I mean, like, I wouldn't leave Atlanta for nothing.
Yeah, like, for me, that's facts, because, like, I'm from New York, but I travel a lot, and I've been in Atlanta for, like, 13 years now. But it's like, yeah, when I go even to New York or even California, it's like it still ain't as black as Atlanta for real. Like, as far as people owning stuff, like I used to just ride around like, damn, like there's a lot of black people that own stuff, like for real, and doing big things. They ain't really in a pocket. It's all over Atlanta, and I just love
it. Man, let me tell you, like that's big that you said that because Me and one of my business partners was just talking, like, Atlanta really the only city you go to. And you go to these nice, fancy restaurants, all you see is young black people hopping out of these nice-ass cars. Oh, can I curse on here?
Oh, hell yeah. This is cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You see black people, you know, with money, you know, luxury and just doing their thing. Like, Atlanta, only city that's just expected. Like, you just gonna see that, man, and Other cities, you get a little glimpse of it, but here it's all over. You're going to see that every day, every second of the day. That's all you're going to see.
Yeah, man, because me and my wife, we even started traveling outside the country, all that. But, like, when we come back to Atlanta, it's just so appreciative. When we hit that escalator to go back up, we like, oh, man, we back home, man. We get to hear some ratchet shit. We get to see a lot of black people again. Like, we don't feel like the minority and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to go to, like, when I was in L.A., go to South Central, go to get the feel. But all around Atlanta is, like, black, for real. Even when
100.
I took my wife to New York, we walk around Times Square. It feel touristy and Broadway and stuff. It's like, man, I just always can't wait to get back to Atlanta, man. But since you said you a manager now, man, did you have any idea what you was trying to be when you grew up?
Man, it's funny, like, you know, I played sports, I did music, you know, I did everything. Like, I just always knew that I wanted to be successful. Like, I think that a lot of people have certain like jobs or dream careers and stuff. Like, I never really put myself in a box like that. I just said, whatever I do, I have to be successful. Like, and what I measure success off of is just being able to do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like being successful is being able to do what you want when you want to. And, you know, I just said, hey, however I'm gonna get there, I don't care what it's gonna be, but I gotta do something. So I really never had no specific career or goal type, to be honest. I was like, I'm gonna get it, whether I get it, whether I make it to the league, whether I make it in music, whether I make it in acting, modeling, like, I was all over the place, I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's so crazy you said that, because that's my same exact, like, definition of success, because everybody think money, but people with money be miserable as fuck a lot of the time, and shit like that. For me, it's like, I just want to be me 24/7. So if that's like, you know, a little $5,000 a month, that's all I got, whatever, or $50,000, $50 million a month, whatever it is, I just want to be able to be me all the time and working a job and shit like that. You can't be you all the time. So you got to put that entrepreneurship hat on in that bag and get in that vibe, man. But we here.
That's real.
We connected by music, man. What's one of the first songs you remember growing up? It ain't got to be exact, because those questions is hard, but what's one of the first songs that stuck out in your head growing up?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, me and Bravo, we grew up around music, because our dad was a rapper. He had a few record deals back in the day, man. So when I tell you, this man used to play nothing but his music. I really ain't know what other music was until, like, we got older, because it wasn't no radio back then. My dad played his CDs 24/7. So all I knew was my dad's music. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. So those are the first songs I remember. Like, that's just me being honest right there.
For sure. That's a great answer. I ain't get that answer before. So, man, that's beautiful, yeah. Man. That's beautiful. Shout out to Pops. But a movie. What's the first movie you remember then?
First movie.
Or that you really, really was heavy on.
Shoot, man. Look, man, I got this thing called bad memory, but I'm gonna try to get in the box real quick. Most memorable first movie, I would say like Home Alone or something.
Home Alone is a classic. So definitely Home Alone, man, is a classic one. But this one, I'm gonna simplify it for you, because it seemed kind of hard. What's your favorite Bravo song, man? Let's talk about it.
Hey, now we getting somewhere, man.
Let's go, man. I think the hard questions was there. This is a layup for you right here to get back on track.
100, man. Now, let me be honest. Like, Bravo got a lot in the bag. Like, Bravo got a lot of songs in the bag. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, my favorite songs are the ones that he's making, like, on a constant basis, because, like, no cap, man, he getting better and better, like, every day. So, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite songs y'all haven't heard yet, but for a fact, as of right now, what's out, my favorite song gotta be Purple Phantom, hands down.
Hop out a Rover, drift still like pneumonia. I'm solid like boulders, I'm young but at older. Purple Phantom, this not leaning my soda. Ignoring these niggas, brush head off my shoulder. My heart getting colder, straight up I had told her. D bitch, you easy, I fucked it in Noah. No, I'm not Yachty, my bitch from the Noah. My whip getting faster, your car getting slower. If you think I'm pussy, I pull up and show ya. Whole lot of rats, don't believe me, I'll show ya. Talk down on my name, fuck around and exposure. Tired of arguing and shit, I want closure. Don't got no sex on my racks and my sofa. I'm the captain, you better salute like a soldier. Nigga, you fake, it's fuck you a poser. Don't say I ain't tell you, cause nigga, I told ya. Never give up and never say it's over. If you fall down, gotta get up and hover. Don't care if you like me or not, I'm myself, I can't cover. 100% got your back like my brother.
Okay. Now, do you mess with any R&B like that?
Yeah, I mess with R&B. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm a real hip-hop rap person, but R&B definitely... I'm gonna turn that on, like, when the time's right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We all know that, man. But Yeah, I feel like music has been good, man. And like the first song I heard from Bravo, man, was Positive Vibes Only. I really liked that one. It was like something. It was a good vibe. It was a little bit different because it's a million rappers mm-hmm. out there, but it's like, what are you doing different than everybody yep. else? You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's yeah. easy if he talk about his stick and his pole and his this and his that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you really live in that life, you really got to go for what you know. But that
exactly.
was just dope for like him, me to hear that from his first little offering to him, man. I thought that was pretty dope, man. But what really, really, like, you know, I got introduced by Mom Dukes. Shout out to Mom Dukes. But what really,
yeah, shout out to Mom.
Really, really got me on y'all, that really put my antennas up, because I heard the music. Cause Mom's was yeah. pushing it. She part of the marketing team, so she was pushing it. She seen,
she seen me
in the hallway.
She had marketer, man.
Yeah, she seen me in the hallway. Like, yo, you got to check out my son. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then his brother works with him. So I was like, okay, that's good. But what really, really caught me, man, is when y'all wanted to go to United Masters Way, man. Talk about that. Right. That shit brought my like antennas. Like, yo, the music is straight, but everybody make music. But that yeah. part of it was like, yo, so talk about United Masters. Let the people know that don't know. What's the difference?
Man, so look, for everyone that don't know, like, United Masters is basically a distribution company, but they like a different distribution company. Like, they like a hands-on distribution company that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want independent artists to do everything independently that you could probably do with a major label. And at the time, like, when me and Bravo was basically going back and forth with different labels and all that, like, United Masters came out of nowhere. Like, we was going back and forth with every label you could think of. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Every label you could think of was reaching out to Bravo. And, man, United Masters came with good energy. And what they said just made sense. Like, you get to keep your masters. They just want to help you be the biggest artist you can be with not signing your soul away, man. And United Masters is definitely like one of those companies. It's a new company. It's basically like the new generation of what artists I feel like are moving towards. And me and Bravo was like, man, let's just be a part of history. Like, let's do something different.
Word. Cause I follow Steve Stout. I'm from New York. So Steve Stout is big, big in history with Nas and the things he does. He's a marketing genius. And, I just was like, I seen him with NLE Chopper on, and he was talking about United Masters and stuff like that. And NLE Chopper turned his buzz into like an $8 million deal when he did want to sign, but it creates that leverage, and everything is about leverage. But if you sign immediately, you ain't got no leverage once you sign, because it's like, yeah, we don't like that song. Like the song you talked about, like he's working on now, it's like, all right, we ready to drop this tonight. They'll be like, no. Like,
exactly.
We don't think you ready to drop that tonight. Like, no, we got to jump on this because this the vibe right now. They like, nah, let's wait on that. They like, nah. So United Masters really lets you do you and do it your own thing. And like, what people don't realize is that, like, say you only have one hit, just any artist, but if you own the masters to that shit, you gonna get paid off of that forever.
For life.
Ever and ever. I feel so bad when I look at these different commercials with these old songs in it. And it's like, these people don't own the masters. They might be homeless. Man. You know what I'm saying? But like, I told...
Legit.
Yeah, it's crazy because I told my wife the other day, I was like, yo, do you know that this comedian wanted to come out to this song just for a special? And just to have like 30 seconds or a minute of it, because whoever owned the masters... That shit costs $150,000 to have
wow.
a minute of it into your special. I was like, oh, shit. So people really need to know, like, yo, owning your masters, United Masters. And even when you go, like, if y'all leverage yourself with the United Masters, when y'all get into mm-hmm. a deal situation, you could, like, they talk about Big Sean and different people where, you know, after, like, 5 years or something, people can get their masters back. You got to do what deal is best for you, but the United Masters way, man. And they've been treating y'all good. I see y'all been moving around with them lately.
100.
Yeah, yeah, man. Anybody at the United Masters team you want to shout out?
Definitely want to shout out everyone. I mean, shoot, Sabrina. Sabrina's one of the A&Rs that basically discovered Bravo and brought us to the team. I definitely want to shout out Mike. He's head A&R. He definitely really messed with Bravo the first time. Like, right off the bat, he was like, yo, we got to get this kid going. Like, we got to get connected with him. And then just the whole team. Like, it's a whole team. People, like, on the marketing side. You got David. You got Patrick. I mean, like, bro, it's a whole team. Like, we're building a team and a family. And it's just, everything is just strong, man. Everything.
Yeah, I also do photography, and shout out to the boy Nick Palmtree, man. I like his style, man. I like his vibe. I know y'all putting a real team together.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nick is like my best friend, man. We've grown up together since like second grade, bro. And this man, like, we call him just the creative director of Bravo's team, because, man, he done did about 50 to 75% of Bravo's artwork on his covers and music. And also, like, shoot, he does photo shoots for him. He does styling. He's everywhere, man. So it's just one of those things that it's good to have somebody like that on the team.
Man, beautiful, beautiful, man. Especially in these times to have a good squad around you with COVID and everything going on, man. How you been holding up with everything going on in the world? What do you do to keep yourself positive?
Man, honestly, I just stay prayed up, man, for the most part. I mean, my whole thing with this whole COVID thing is I try to, you know, like people say, just stay educated, you know what I'm saying? Understand what's going on, stay safe. But honestly, man, I've been working this whole time. It gave me a little bit more time to focus on everything that I got going on and just be appreciative for little things, man, because a lot of people went through it during this pandemic, man, and, you know, I was just blessed to just keep going.
Word. Yeah, I think in 2020 kind of a blessing, because it makes you get your shit together. You ain't got no choice. Everybody's sitting still. So it's like, even like bad people in your life, bad things in your life, you know, you just got to get your shit together. And it's hard out there. So it's like, for everybody, you got to reach out to your people, check on your people, because like everybody going through it. But hopefully people are learning and growing and getting better, you know, and focusing and coming out on the better side. And hopefully y'all come out on the better side. I think y'all already there, man. I really do.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Like, every day we striving, man. We striving, like you said, man. It's all about leverage. So that's literally what we're doing. Like, that's lit. Like, you hit it on the nail. Like, we're really just trying to build leverage, whether we want to go sign with a major eventually or just stay independent, man. Like, whatever we're doing is just building leverage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, do you study a lot of different hip-hop? I know you say you're a hip-hop head. Do you know some different managers or teams that you admire, how they move and they style, the way they move in the record business?
Oh, I'm definitely doing my research every day, man. I see a lot of teams that I like the way they do things. I like their story, man. Because I look at everybody. I look at the people who went from being independent to sign a major deal. I looked at the people who were kind of like industry plants, as they would say, man. I look at people that stay independent. Like, you got to look at all that stuff, because everybody moving different. Yes. So, yeah, I definitely stay connected.
Yes, sir. What's Summer Walker team? What is their name? I like the way they move, man, the way they get down, man.
That's that's, I know their name. It start with an L, right? That's who you're talking about?
Yeah, is it LVRN? Is that just
LV,
the name?
LVRN.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mess with them too. It's actually I wouldn't even call them like a small label anymore, but like, yeah, they kind of, you can kind of say like an independent label that got a partnership with I think it's Atlantic Records, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, they doing big things, man. They actually reached out too, and they good people. Definitely good people.
Yeah, so that shows you, ladies and gentlemen, they're not playing. With literally everybody reached out to them, man. But, you know, like the Master P story was on BET recently, and I really, really studied that and paid attention, man. Like, Master P was just a legend, and he built that leverage. He was like, yo, if I could provide the music and pump things out and stuff like that, I don't really need y'all. I just need CDs back then. But now,
exactly.
Now you don't need that. You straight to the people. It's no middleman. No middleman at all, man. So, yeah, it's just,
it's way different, though.
Way
different.
Way different, man. So what will it take for y'all to really, like, without saying too much, but, like, just a good idea, what would it take to get, like, with a real label? Like, what kind of things y'all looking for?
Man, honestly, like, it's just a conversation, man. Everything takes a conversation, takes understanding. Everything just takes a conversation, man. You never know. If we can just agree on the best possible scenario, man, you never know what we could do. That's all I'm going to say on that one.
That's a perfect poker face. Don't ever tell your cards, man. Don't ever tell all your cards, man. Keep it a stack. But
Yeah, sir.
With Bravo being your brother, man, what was it that made you feel different? Like, because, you know, everybody like, oh, yeah, you my brother, I love you. But what made you really feel like, yo, he's different, I think he got it, man? What made you feel that way?
Man, Bravo, like I said, man, I tried to do the music thing. You know, just, I think we both just was like, you know, we had it in us because of my dad. And, you know, I tried it. I had, like, the lyrics, but my voice, like, If you heard some of my songs, you'd be like, what? Like, this man don't sound like a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I think Bro made his first song ninth grade year, like four or five years ago, man. And like, I just told him straight. I was like, bro, you got that voice. Like, people will want to listen to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way you say your words, the way you talk, your voice, period, how you say everything. Like, people will want to listen to that. I was like, keep going, because I would actually listen to you. And honestly, man, he started taking it serious probably like his 11th going into senior year, man. He started really like investing himself, and that's when he put out his first music video. And man, I knew he was gone after that, because it was just so hard to me. Like, everything was so hard. I was like, bro, like, I'm actually a fan of my brother. Like, I said that jump, like, I'm a fan,
man. That is so important, because like, people don't like Wikipedia and stuff like that, but for certain people, it says on there, what's your instrument? And it says a voice, and people don't understand a person. Like, Nas' voice is distinct. Jay-Z's voice is distinct. The way DMX rap back in the day. And like, my argument with like the Drakes and everybody else is, somebody could write us the same thing as Drake, all of that, but can we deliver it like he can? Like, that's the thing people don't know. Like, so the voice is just so, so important, man. But, like, it's just, I don't know. I think people think it's way, way easier. But, like, everybody, like, well, I could write a couple bars or have somebody write something for me. But it's, like, it's not that easy, man. You got to have the voice, man. And I think Bravo got it, man. What's next for y'all, man?
Honestly, man, we going to keep dropping these singles, man. Like, at the end of the day, we got too much heat coming. So we got to keep dropping these singles. We got to keep building that momentum, that leverage. Like, right now, man, we in a good spot. If we can just keep going and keep building, man, the sky's the limit.
Man, definitely, man. Shout out Bravo. I definitely got to get him on here. But a special, special shout out to Mom Deuce, man, the master marketer. 100. Master marketer herself, man. But
Yeah, sir. Yeah,
man, I ain't gonna keep you too long. I just had to catch y'all. You know, I know y'all making big deals, big moves, man, but all the best to y'all. I'm telling you, the way y'all move is just different, so I know the sky is the limit.
Hey, I definitely appreciate you, man. Like I said, the pleasure is all mine, man. Thank you for recognizing. Thank you for the opportunity to come over here and speak.
Oh, yes, sir. And this is recorded.
A book for all of the shit that I've been through. Gotta learn to keep it composure. You ain't gotta react to the issue. I agree with her about gangsters. Crap, I don't need no tissue. Don't leave me just to come back just to say that I miss you. Don't do that. Feel it down right now, but I'm straight. Just know that karma gon' hit you. You know how I feel about you, but I told my mind is mission. But I'm the tough kid, smile on my face even when I'm down. Cause I don't like giving out negative vibes when my phones come around. Positive vibes only. I'm tryna get me a house on the lake, fuck a boat. I'm tryna give me some jet skis. I'm from Atlanta for real, but they asked about me. But he came over. motherfucker check me. Before I even sign me a deal, I'm thinking about racks. Just go ahead and give me the check. I hate when these niggas be flexing when they broke as fuck. That's my number one pet peeve. They get them a gun and now they think they tough. That's just stay on safety. I told her to get on her knees and suck me up. She said shut up and make me. And sometimes I feel like giving up, but my folks won't let me. Listen, I know this shit get hard, but you gotta keep on pushing. And I know you can't see the bright side right now, but you gotta keep on looking. I know shit get hard, but you gotta keep on pushing. We gon' spin this block if we don't find them, we keep on looking. Yeah, I'ma die by my respect, I'ma keep on fighting, I'ma keep on hooking. I ball like okay, see the rap, but I'm taking my talents to Brooklyn. Man, I'm lit as fuck. I'm rocking these shows, they booking. Make them give it up. Give it up. He crack his chain, got took him. Yeah. For all of the shit that I've been through, gotta learn to keep it composure. You ain't gotta react to the issue. I agree with Herbo Gang, subscribe, I don't need no tissue.
Don't need no tissue.
Don't leave me just to come back, just to say that I miss you. Don't do that. Feel it down right now, but I'm straight. Just know that that karma gon' hit you,
girl.
You know how I feel about you, but I told my mind is mission. But I'm the tough kid, smile on my face even when I'm down, I'm down. Cause I don't like giving out negative vibes when my folks come around,
God.
Positive vibes only, yeah.
Positive vibes only,
yeah.
Positive vibes only, yeah.
Positive vibes only, yeah. Positive vibes only, yeah.
Positive vibes only, yeah.
Positive vibes only,
yeah. Positive vibes only,
yeah. Positive vibes only, yeah. Positive vibes only, yeah. Positive vibes only, yeah. Positive vibes only, yeah.
Positive vibes only, yeah.
To keep it composure, you ain't gotta react to the issue.
I
agree with Herbo Gang, subscribe, I don't need no tissue.
Don't need no tissue.
Don't leave me just to come back, just to say that I miss you.
Don't do that.
Feel it down right now, but I'm straight. Just know that that karma gon' hit you,
God.
You know how I feel about you, but I told my mind is mission. But I'm the tough kid, smile on my face even when I'm down,
I'm down.
Cause I don't like giving out negative vibes when my folks come around,
God.
Positive vibes only, yeah.